Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A new report says they could have done a lot more to prevent a deadly crash. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I am Austin York. The NTSB says the company that maintains 35W north of downtown Fort Worth was deficient in monitoring road conditions the morning of the 133-car pileup just 2 years ago.
The NTSB had previously said the average speed on the 35W express lanes reached 82 miles an hour 15 minutes before the crash, and at one point speeds topped 100. That morning, I talked to a guy who was involved in the crash who said cars started spinning out in front of them and were hit by cars and trucks that couldn't stop behind them.
These 18-wheelers, they were at least going 60 or 80 miles per hour, and then it just kept on happening after that, just car after car after car.
The NTSB now says North Texas Mobility Partners failed to monitor and address icy conditions. They say the company had pre-treated the road but did not identify the elevated spot where the crash started as an area that would need additional de-icing. The company says it strongly disagrees, saying its crews drove the entire length of its 40 miles of highway that morning and they did not find any problems 45 minutes before precipitation started falling. The company says traffic cameras show the precipitation started just minutes before the crash. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In a statement to KRLD, North Texas Mobility Partners says it strongly disagrees with the NTSB's conclusions. They say they work with TxDOT on best practices, and their crews were monitoring the entire length of the corridor and even had driven through the spot within 45 minutes of the precipitation starting that morning. To ban or not to ban, Congress is deciding whether to do away with the popular app TikTok. Republican Congressman Michael Burgess from McKinney told TikTok CEO Xu Zi Xu that they have been briefed on the fact that the app has been used for nefarious reasons.
What we heard at the hearing was that TikTok was one of the platforms that recruits adolescents in the United States to help with transporting people who are in the country who've been trafficked into the country, as well as contraband substances.
Democrat Mark Veazey from Fort Worth says a study has determined TikTok has done nothing to stop disinformation from getting out.
And the purpose of the study was to test platforms like TikTok and whether or not they can detect and take down false political ads ahead of last year's midterm elections. And according to this report, 90% of election disinformation ads tested were approved by your platform.
Xu says the app doesn't pose a risk to its 150 million users in the U.S., nor share their data with the CCP. An outside judge has been appointed to hear Dallas County prosecutors claim that a judge should be removed from murder cases that are tied to missing evidence.
Just after he was appointed, Collin County Judge Jim Pruitt says he'll hear arguments Tuesday over whether Dallas County Judge Amber Givens should remain on three murder cases. All three defendants are charged with killing a Seattle tourist, but in pretrial hearings it was learned that Dallas police had mishandled thousands of pieces of evidence. The defense wants the cases dismissed. Givens has signaled she may. The state wants Givens replaced. Attorney Russell Wilson, who was not involved in this case but has been in other recusal cases, says
the speed of it is maybe a little bit unusual. Certainly either side, if they needed more time, could ask for it.
Wilson says such hearings usually take weeks to take place. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Talk about tough. Someone who was struck by a school bus this morning in Denton and are okay.
A Denton ISD employee is in the hospital after getting run over by a school bus early this morning. It happened on East McKinney Street right near Ryan High School. Police say a bus monitor was on foot when the bus struck her. It's unclear if the tires rolled over her, but police say the undercarriage of the bus definitely hit her more than once. Miraculously, the bus monitor is expected to be fine. She was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. No students were around when she was run over. Police say someone was manning the bus. It is unclear right now what exactly happened. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey, Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fort Worth's police chief is praising the officers involved in a recent shooting. Earlier this month, they responded to Wedgeworth Road on a report of a suicidal man threatening his wife and himself with a gun. They encountered 64-year-old Robert Ramos and tried to talk him down, but he was having none of it.
Hey, let's not talk about start shooting, okay? I know. Ain't nobody need to start shooting each other.
That's the kind of thing I like.
After about 20 minutes, body camera footage showed Ramos firing 3 shots at the officer. He wasn't hit, and he and 2 others returned fire, striking Ramos. He survived and is currently hospitalized in stable condition. Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes says the officer did everything he could to de-escalate the situation.
He showed empathy, showed compassion. He tried to connect with Mr. Ramos. He did everything he possibly could to try to resolve that situation by de-escalating the tension, by trying to make a connection with Mr. Ramos, and bring this to a safe and peaceful resolution.
And so much for loyalty. A new report from NFL insider Adam Schefter suggests that former Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is down to 3 teams, and he hopes to choose one by next week. The teams he wants to play for: the Cincinnati Bengals, the New York Jets, or the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Eagles say they have not talked to Elliott at all. It definitely would be weird to see Zeke rocking a Philly uniform. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.